I'm Mary Jo Heath for the Metropolitan Opera. Our Saturday matinee broadcast on February the 17th will be Wagner's Parsifal, led by our music director designate, Maestro Yannick Nezet-Séguin. This transcendent opera is about a young man who must learn compassion and wisdom in order to fulfill his destiny and save the Brotherhood of the Holy Grail. It's a work that inspires awe, and Maestro Nezet-Séguin has had a great passion for it for a long time. I asked him what ignited that passion.
Several things. First, every leitmotif usually in every Wagner opera, all the sets of leitmotifs, I marvel at it and I admire it and I love it in its own way. Here, it's more than this. Every leitmotif just makes my heart melt. It gives me shivers. It's every harmonic change is just to die for me. So it's a constant succession of moments where I look forward to them. I look forward to every page or every bar in a way, and that is unusual. That's a purely musical or harmonic love. I love long and big structures. I love to be in charge for a long journey like this. And I always had Bruckner symphonies or Mahler symphonies. The longer symphonies they were, the better for me when I was a young conductor. Uh-huh. So transpose this to now opera is a little bit the same. I like to have this kind of challenge to have it in just one big line. And maybe because of my own childhood and stories, I was very religious when I was a child, very Catholic, and the scenes of the suffering of Christ and the Passion were very, I don't know, I was really, I can't say attracted to them, but it's something that really was marking my imagination. I would draw crucifixion scenes when I was very young. So, don't try to psychoanalyze me too much. But it's somewhere in my soul that also a story which has to do with the sufferings of Christ and redemption, but how Wagner is able, I find, successfully, to make it less about religion, but more about humanity. Yep, it does touch me at the core.
Mm-hmm. Take me back to when you first learned this piece. I know you conducted it in Quebec last summer.
Yes.
And so leading up to that, as you said, okay, I'm now going to conduct this piece for the first time. What was it like for you when you were first digging into it?
Mm. First, I have to say, I was so attracted to that work that I always said, oh, I'm going to try and keep it for my older days. Well,
You're not very old yet.
No, that's the point. That's gone. Although, I was able to push it in my 40s. That's already something. So I wanted to really take the time to learn it properly. Not that there's anything I do that I don't feel this, but I didn't want to feel rushed in learning it. So it was a very slow process, very slow studying, where even just the first few bars took me a long time. For some listeners who are familiar about music or not even so familiar, after this first melody of the strings, when the brass and the woodwinds start, they have this very interesting rhythm, the woodwinds, where there's some triplets and some duplets, and it's actually in six above pulse, which is in four beats. And it sounds like magic and something very calm, but it's actually mathematically not so easy. And this is where Wagner is such a genius, because you have to go and learn exactly where the pulse of all this has to align. And yet, after, as a musician, as a conductor, you have to erase those parameters very much so that it doesn't feel square. And the first time I conducted it, near Montreal, actually, the Festival de la Naudière, halfway into Act One, I remember in the dress rehearsal, which was the first time we ran it through, halfway through Act One, I had the impression that I was swimming calmly, no panic, but I was in deep sea, probably in the middle of the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean, and I had to trust that there was some land somewhere. And when the motif, the pum, pa, pum, pum, first arrives, it felt like, oh yes, the land is there somewhere. You have to embrace that duration. And we do talk a lot about time in Parsifal just because, not because it's so daunting, but just because it is part of the teaching on a philosophical level that this piece can do. And I think everybody that comes to the theater in the auditorium to see and hear it can really, after all the busy time we have and a busy day where we're constantly, our attention is just, you know, switching every...
Yeah, frenetic.
And then a piece like this might be a shock for the first few minutes or half hour. And then I'm convinced that what we have deep inside us, everyone, which is this need for something that makes us feel grounded, makes us feel a part of the universe, part of a harmonious whole. It's in that piece, and it does such good, I think, for the soul to play, to conduct, to sing, and of course to listen to this piece.
Maestro Yannick Nezet-Séguin, the music director designate of the Metropolitan Opera. He's leading Wagner's Parsifal, starring Klaus Florian Vogt, Evelyn Herlitzius, Petr Matej, Yevgeny Nikitin, and Rene Papa. And that will be our Saturday matinee broadcast on February the 17th. For the Met, I'm Mary Jo Heath.